Nadeljujemo s današnjom Slovensko da na radiju SBS širom Australijom po svijetu. Danas želim predstaviti posebno gostio ki još nismo imeli na slovenski odaji. To je Sonja Rupnik, znana aktivna članica slovenske skupnosti u Melbourneu, ki je sedaj koordinatorka slovenskih radijskih odaj na Radio 3 Troni Z u Melbourneu. In jo sedaj lepo pozdravljam na naši slovenski odaj na Radio SBS. Sonja, dobar dan.
Ja, dobar dan. Najlepše hvala za ta priložnost, ko si mi dal. In ja, to je res. Ja sem prvi krat na Radio SBS na slovenski odaji.
Sonja, please tell us about your background. We've heard you over the radio airwaves Wednesday night between 7 and 8 p.m. for so many years. How did you get involved in radio and your involvement within the Slovenian community?
Okay, well, just in brief, well, back in 1995, I got interested in a little bit of radio besides 3ZZZ that I've been there now going on to 19 years. My father, being a close friend of Peter Mandel, they had a few conversations saying that I could possibly want to volunteer. Yeah, so I started about 1996 when I came back from Europe in October, and I've been there ever since volunteering, and I love it, I guess, being there for so many years. I was mostly panel, a little bit of talk back with Mirta and lots of other broadcasters volunteering their time, and I believe you also volunteered your time, Lenti. I'd love to be a part of the program, and that's why I've also continued in the last couple of years as convener of the group, because I didn't want the actual radio hour just to wither away. I believe that we still need to have a voice and keep it going as much as we can, even though I do encounter a little bit of criticism here and there because I do mix a little bit of Slovenian and Croatian. But nevertheless, I'm there as a devotee and as many others after so many years. And you have to enjoy radio or whatever profession you do so that you keep going.
Haven't you heard of that new language, Sonja? It's called Croenian.
Croenian. Right. Thank you, Lenti. That's good. Let's start that ball rolling.
The Croenian program. Anyway, Sonja, what about yourself? You've been involved in the community. You mentioned your late father, Dino Rupnik, who we all knew. He was a lovely, very kind man, or what I remember. He was also the president of the Slovenian Association, Jadran.
Yes, absolutely. And he was also on radio for a couple of years too at SBS within the Slovenian program with Helena Leber and Ivo Leber, and I think a few other people. Yeah, and I guess my interest spiked from there, and I thought maybe I could do that one day, not necessarily SBS, but anyway, somewhere along the line. My background, I've done a lot of different events, and ironically, I've done more so for the Italian community. Ironically, too, I speak Italian quite fluently, and my father spoke Italian, and I guess it's all because of that border of Slovenia and northern Italy, Trieste. Just keep myself busy. I love to be involved. I just love people. And like, I'm looking forward to this coming weekend where your wonderful group, Jagari, will be playing, and we'll be down at Planica on the 5th of June, Sunday, and it's our yearly fundraiser. And that's one aspect of bringing the community together, which I absolutely love.
Your mother is a Dalmatinka, we understand?
Close. She's born in Slun, near Plitvice.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Jezero Plitvice, and she actually jokes and says, "Ja sam Kordunaš."
Oh, there we go. So she's not that close to the coast. Please excuse my error.
That's all right. Not to worry. No. Well, it's close. It's not too far.
I've been to Slun. I've been through Slun and Plitvice, well, world-renowned and amazing. Like our Bled and Postojnska Jama in Slovenia, the Croatians also have beautiful, beautiful geographic.
So one of the seven wonders of the world in the actual world register.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's paradise on earth there. Sonja, now, with regards to your radio work, there's inevitable changes. You mentioned criticism, mixing up of languages and whatever on air. And where to, with regards to broadcasting, considering that the second generation don't seem to take an active interest in radio? We find that here. Most of our listeners who are actually listening are of the first generation, many over the age of 70. Do you have a similar trend over 3ZZZ?
Yeah, look, I'd agree with you. Yes, we do. And I've heard from many other language groups that, for instance, DZZZ carries 68 languages, so therefore there's quite a lot of volunteers involved. And unfortunately, they face the same, except for maybe half a dozen or so that will have the second generation involved. I guess it's it comes back to the first word being volunteering. People want to be paid, for one. And then secondly, I guess a lot within the home, there's not just the one language spoken. There's a few, and there's not that greater concentration on the mother language. But, you know, on saying that, recently we've had Pangil Chekshai and his brothers, and Lenko and so forth, and Mattia, they've volunteered their time at least once a month, so that's good to know.
Fantastic. Pavel was here for 5 years, and we worked together very well. He was an outstanding contributor to our program here at SBS. You've stolen him back.
No, actually, I haven't. Actually, he touched base with me. But anyhow...
We're joking.
I understand, Linty. I do understand you. We love you. Anyway, on your question there, going back to your question, how do we get the people involved? It's a million-dollar question, really. Maybe that, you know, there could be an incentive placed there within from the community, that maybe some form of a scholarship or something to work towards, you know. But on the other hand, what I say to anyone that wants to be interested in coming on board, the amount of training, free training that they receive, yes, they might volunteer, but on the other hand, the training is so expensive on the outer side, because I know that from personal experience. Back in 1994-95, I actually paid around $900 just for one course, being trained by a commercial radio station. But that's just one example, and that's back 22 years.
Sonia, we're discussing diversity and background here at SBS. Obviously, broadcasting in so many languages here, we broadcast in 74 languages. You mentioned 68 at 3ZZZ before. What's your take on diversity? What's your take on background? You have a Slovenian and a Croatian background. You're born in Slovenia. You live in Australia.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And ironically, I was actually at a conference yesterday on this subject, diversity, the media in the multicultural arena, and a lot of the different speakers from all different walks of life were saying that, you know, it's just a matter of being involved and just wanting to be involved, because I find that there's a lot of apathy within the community. It's, oh, okay, I can't be bothered type of thing. And I guess the third generation or fourth generation even, this internet is playing so much on their scope, more so than sitting down and having a healthy conversation in their own mother tongue. I don't know what the percentages are, but I'd say that it's unfortunate. There's many languages maybe within the home, and lucky those that have just one or two. For instance, in my background, okay, my father and I, we spoke in Slovenian, so I was able to grasp the language. Of course, I don't have it 100%, but I'd say I'm about 70, 80%. Then my father and mother were conversing in Croatian. And then I was looked after by one of my extended cousins, and she was from Trieste, so I learned the Italian language. So within my day, I had four languages. So maybe that's why I tend to mix a bit of one and a bit of the other.
And your husband is Egyptian?
Well, yes, and Spanish.
And Spanish, my goodness. And your daughter? How does she cope with all this different mix and these different backgrounds? We're talking about half a dozen different backgrounds now.
That's right, yeah. Well, I just say to her, look, you've got the best of cultural diversity within your home.
Most certainly.
Look, I'd say that it'd be wonderful that if the younger generation would take a greater interest in their mother language and of course in other cultures too. But like yourself and like myself, I've tried as much as I could, but I've noticed though throughout the years, even being involved at 3ZZZ, that there are many that have decided to just not be involved, just lead on with their own life. And that's fine, you know, and it's hard to find that passion within people within the community, whether it's within our community or with other communities. And, you know, we're not isolated, Lenty. I can hear it, and I'm sure you might hear it too, within other different languages spoken out there, that many of the first generation are finding it difficult to maintain their clubs and whether these clubs will go forward, even though there's beautiful foundations of history and so forth and culture and everything background that we could grasp and take forward. But I don't think that the current generations or future have that same stamina or that same want, that same passion. And I guess the first criteria maybe on for these clubs forming so many years ago was the fact that our parents and so forth that migrated, they wanted to be able to converse in their own mother language and share their customs and have social gatherings whenever they wanted to. So I guess that's why they put their blood, sweat and tears into creating these wonderful clubs. And look, I hope that there is a solution for these clubs maybe coming together, maybe under the one building where they all share a part of the building and they create their own social calendar that combines and they all, you know, come in agreement. I don't know. But I've seen this done through the Italian community and it has worked well for them because apparently they have close to 200 Italian clubs and a lot of them are dying down too, except for maybe a dozen or so.
Sonia, thank you so much for speaking with us today on SBS Radio for the first time, obviously, after so many years. It's a pleasure and we wish you all the very best with your function on Sunday. All the very best. Sonia, se najboljše pri vašem nadaljnem delu na radiju in se slišimo, če ne tukaj, potem ko se vidimo med skupnostjo. Se najboljše.
Se najboljše tudi tebi, Lenti, in predo, ko grem, bi rada sam povabila vsi, da na lep dan na Planici, to nedeljo, 5. juni, je program začel od 12 ur naprej. Imamo lepi svečelov. Yeah, beautiful day ahead. And thank you to wonderful Žagari also. And then there will be also the Pevski zbor Planika and lots of other wonderful entertainment on the day. Thank you again, Lenti, and have a wonderful day.